In our marriage, it's Claire who is the holiday planner. She is great at it. And this summer we're spending a week in the Lake District, so she's trawled the web to find the best cottage for all the family. And she's been able to show me everything I could possibly want to know. You know, the nearest shop, the nearest restaurant, the nearest town, the nearest lake, the nearest mountain. And then to cap it all, she has taken me on a virtual tour of the house from the web page. I have got as many answers to what's it like as I could possibly want. But we're planning to go there for a week. I realized as I thought about it how easy it is to research a holiday week far more thoroughly than we ever research where we'll spend eternity. And today's questions asking just that. I know for some will say there's not much research to be done. They'll want to echo Bertrand Russell's famous assessment, "When I die, I rot." Though he didn't, he was cremated. But today's question speaks of more curiosity than that. It speaks as if it at least understands how uncomfortable that answer sounds when Granny has died and the children are asking the question, "Where's Granny now?" For even confirmed agnostics and atheists have been known to mutter, "Grandma's in heaven, dear." Now, the sort of questions that you've come up with as you've filled in the questionnaires have been questions like this. Is there life after death? What's it like in heaven? Will I meet my family in heaven? Am I going to make it to heaven? So just like last week, we're taking a trip on the London Underground to face up to the questions. And our first stop is Angel. Angel, because the afterlife is in, and angels have become a popular way of talking about it. There actually seems to be an enormous appetite for the afterlife. BBC Television's Newsnight ran a review show at the end of January, and amongst the things they looked at was Gloria Hunniford's Sky television show, Angels. Addictive. Lovely to feel you're in touch with someone you love, they said. And then, as the programs all warmed up, they began to get more realistic assessments. You know, it's really entertainment purposes only. How so much of the talk of the afterlife matches the trivialization of life elsewhere. Disneyfication of the afterlife. There's a film just out, The Lovely Bones. It's the story of a young girl who was murdered and her afterlife. And Kate Moss, the author, not the model, she commented, it was a human-centered heaven, not a God-centered one. The world as we know it, only a little different, nothing spiritual in it at all. A newspaper article I read about angels made a similar point. Angels, it said, allow more secular cultures like ours to explore religious ideas such as the soul in a sphere that is separated from God. And as the blandness of much of the way that people speak of the afterlife became increasingly clear, the way everyone assumes that it's all going to be okay, finally, on the Newsnight program, someone eventually plucked up the courage to name the elephant in the room. Nobody wants to talk about hell, they say. Here's the Bible. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. No second chance, no reincarnation, no purgatory. But actually, if you look at it, no need for despair either, not the only option. Watch how it goes on. Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation, rescue to those who are waiting for him. The warning and the hope. Those two together shape how we're to think about eternity. How we can talk with God about our future.